For the second year in a row, pollock have been farther north and more sparsely distributed than usual in the Bering Sea. Why that's happening is not clear, but what is certain is that it has caused problems for much of the fishing fleet. Fishermen have had to burn more diesel fuel to get to the fish, which at today's fuel prices has cut into paychecks. Processing plants in communities like Unalaska and Accutane have had to make do with smaller and less fresh fish, which hurts their ability to get the most value for the pollock. Rocky Caldero is the operations manager at the Unicy plant in Unalaska, the largest plant in the port. He says the season has been a rough one, both for the fishermen who deliver to his plant and for the processors who work there.
I feel for the guys and I feel for the people that were working at the plant here who came up expecting to work long hours, and some people got to work once or twice a week and that was it. So it was unfortunate for everybody.
It looks almost certain that at least 30,000 metric tons, or almost 70 million pounds, of the pollock quota won't be caught before the season ends. City of Unalaska natural resource analyst Frank Kelty says that's going to cost the city a lot of money.
It could be $100,000 in revenues and tax revenues to the city. Then you also have the impact to local businesses in town. It's been a very slow bee season, so the longshoremen probably aren't getting as many boxes to load with the slow season, and it just drags everything out.
Tax revenues from the Red King crab season, which opened 2 weeks ago with a much larger quota than last year, may help the city balance its books. And the problems that have plagued the summer and fall pollock bee season over the past 2 years have not been an issue in the winter A season, so things could look up at least temporarily in January. For now, the only real winners in the pollock business are the catcher processor fleet and the three motherships, or giant floating processors, that work in the Bering Sea. Those boats are basically floating factories, which can move to where the fish are if they need to. They're the only part of the pollock fleet that has actually come close to catching its full quota this season. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.